It seems like balancing business and family life and all this, it's kind of like we have to step back and, okay, we got to concentrate on giving because we're so busy on building our business and families.
I do think that, as again, it's something that I do talk about to everyone, that if you will take the time to do this, what it will add to your life. Also, when you talked about, John, doing it as a family, then when you do something like this together, it brings you closer together. It gives you something that you're sharing. You can share with your kids. You can talk about it with them. It makes a huge impact. And these are memories, as I said, at 71 and a half, that I still remember going with my daddy almost 60 some odd years ago to take someone to the grocery store, to take them some flowers, to make their life a little better. And I think that these are memories that children will carry with them all of their life, and it's something that teaches them how to do and how to give back. And I think it's vitally important.
You're a young person right now, and you have 20, 25 years to live. Are there goals that you see that you're working on?
One of the main goals that I'm working on is really trying to pass some of this on to others, to try to get people more involved. And one of the things with YPI that I hope to accomplish is to get people to understand not only the importance of giving back and getting involved in a project, but also how to go into the not-for-profit world, how rewarding that it can be, that not everyone needs to be a hedge fund dealer, that you can get huge rewards from heading the Red Cross or the Day Center for the Homeless or Family and Children, and how rewarding that can be.
Yeah, it's a career that's often overlooked, isn't
it? I'm looking at trying to implement programs to try to encourage that, to reward that, and how do you get more people involved? Mm-hmm. So that's one of my main goals. And then how to work on this whole thing to get people to understand Judaism, the study of modern Israel, and to understand how we have to work together. And then one of the other projects that the foundation is involved with locally, the 16th of February, we are getting ready to do a conference for change here in Tulsa to be inclusive, to look at the GLBT community, to understand that they are people and that they have to be treated with dignity, to have same-sex marriages, certain coverage of insurance and things like that.
Let me just bring you back. What is GLBT?
Gay, lesbian, transvestite, transgender, queer, and questioning community. We want, like, the Tulsa Public Schools and libraries and TU, OU, to have certain inclusive policies and to recognize same-sex marriages, to have it be included in insurance and maternity leave and things like that.
Didn't you take some criticism maybe from Orthodox Jews in that area?
Yes, I took some very strong criticism from some Orthodox Jews because we did a conference for change a few years ago in New York City on the same issue in the Jewish community, and we have an inclusivity policy of funding organizations that do include that both in the Jewish and non-Jewish community. Several Orthodox rabbis took me on to say that I was not being inclusive just by having that statement. On the other hand, there were a few Orthodox rabbis who came to my defense and explained it, that God really, I look at this, that God would not want us to inflict that kind of pain on another human being.
What brought you to this group, and why were you focused on that? Did somebody bring it to your attention?
Now, growing up, and again, it was a long time ago, both in grade school and junior high, I had two friends that at the time I didn't know were gay because, I mean, in those days it just certainly was not talked about. But I remember them being different and their pain. I guess because I always felt so different being Jewish and isolated, the three of us kind of got together and bonded, and I remembered them. And again, maybe it's going back to the child abuse working at the police shelter here, you remember certain things. And when you have the opportunity to look at a project and get involved, I really initially got involved about 9 years ago in Jerusalem. There is an organization there called Open House. They came to me because the high rate of suicide among young men in particular in Jerusalem, that's how I initially got involved, was making a grant so they could hire a psychologist to work with young people. Then I got involved here also because, again, I try to connect the two and do involvement. And we got involved on a national level, Jewishly, and then on a local level here in Tulsa.